Chav. Atav is Chaloyim v'tanisa. So, the Mor says, this is a more brachas, a roi Chaloyim, v'nafsha gumalav. A person sees a Chaloyim, and he sees something bad in it, or he just has a negative feeling about what he saw, and leaves him with a feeling of concern. So Yetivenu Bapitlosa, he should take three people and he should change the dream into something positive. These three people should be the Rechimalei, the people which are who love him, they're close to him, they care about him. Belema Bapai, when he says in front of them, Chelma Tova Chazoi. So he says it in a language of a euphemistic language of I saw a good dream. It means I saw something. He shouldn't declare it, actually say out the words that it's bad. But he indicates, he means in the euphemistic way that it was a bad dream. And Belemer Inu, they'll say to him, Tobahu, but Tobalehave, it should really actually be what, it actually should be good. And by doing that, then there's a process how you do it, that will change it into good. So, the Mishnah, the Nafsha Gumalov, Aleph. I don't feel in b'mashmos the right. Even though there wasn't something in the dream itself, he remembers the dream, and he doesn't see anything in the dream which itself we could actually point to and say that it was actually negative. But he walks away with some type of a feeling of danger, or of dread, of concern. Okay, so Yetivano, what should he do? He should be made to it. Afilo hechashu misano. Now the luck is that a person. We'll see in the next sefer that it's appropriate to fast. So he's saying, even if you're fasting, it still is proper to do Hatavas Cholim as well. Okay. B'tayv she'eti b'ashakris, because he's in Makdim and it's preferable to do it earlier on, as early as possible. Ach oz lo yermer lo lecha chob v'sim chalach mecha, in lecha she'em misana, in the language of the Hatava is when you quote the pasuk in Kehelas, it says Lecha Chol B'Sim Chalach Mecha. They shouldn't say that part of the pasuk because it's not true. Yizkar Chaloyim B'Machshav De B'Shas Hatava. While they're being made to, the person should be thinking about the Chaloyim. Bavitlos. So he should get three people. Mitzal Himotze Ima Ashlosha Lehetiv. Mimneishim Meishiv Ba Esnafshav Bezer Ba'Pashav Bezer Lehetiv Chaloyim. So it is a mitzvah to actually join the mitzvim, because your mom is helping a person by making him feel relaxed. You're giving a person back his state of mind. That's a tremendous chesed. Kamei tibuchal on Shabbos, and they say b'tavol haveh. We continue with shasim and ligrazum, and then seven times from Shemayim that should be gozer, that it should be. Toiv. Loshin zed sarakshim ruhu ha'oinim shloisha pamim v'yashamim shiyam ruhu sheva pamim. So that phrase of tabahu tabah tabah chazesa tabahu tabah levei shvazim these are lo min shemayim. So that phrase should be said, some say three times, some say seven times. Okay. Interesting, change the order of the pasuk. So that'll be relevant if they're not doing it in the morning or he's not fasting. They tell him go eat. If he's fasting, he can't tell him go eat. So either it's talking about a case where he was not fasting. Let's say it was a Shabbos Yom Tov where he's not fasting, whatever he's not fasting, or he didn't get around to be matev until the evening when it's ready time for it. He did fast, but he wasn't matev until the evening, so they could tell him lech b'sim chob, lech b'sim chalach mecha, because he's going to eat now. Misha chalom v'chalom koshal chaberoi is yisana. A person sees a bad chalom about somebody else, the same way he should fast about a bad chalom to himself, he should fast about a bad chalom to somebody else. Ein Shom Tami Sefer Chassidim Boi Nir Da Pomem Mer Hadabar Al Chalam Gufa Chalam Gufa Al Zil Chalam Ein Mar Hadabar Rak Medim Ma. Furthermore, sometimes the real message is about the one who's dreaming it, But in general, dreams are not specific. So he's seeing something bad happening to somebody else. It might be a simon that's supposed to happen to him. And therefore, it would be definitely appropriate that he should be misana. So I'll tell you a dream that I very, 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 very chashuv talmid chacham, extremely close person who knows shas. Not that he didn't learn shas; he knows shas. At the young age, already 35, but probably already knew all of shas b'iyun. So he was very close with Ruderman. When Ruderman was nifter, like within a few days after Ruderman was nifter, Ruderman comes to him in a dream, and Ruderman says to him, says my name. He says, "I need you to come here to be mishamish me." Okay, so in the dream he says, you know, my family, with my kids, you know, he says, I promise you, if you come, your family will have pranosa, the kids will have shaduchim, everything will be fine, but I need you to come to mishamish. So he says in the chalom, Rabbi, I can't do it. Why don't you go to so-and-so instead? Maybe he can do it. This is in the chalom. And then he wakes up. So he called Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, and he asked him, what does he do? Like, you know, I mean, this is, talk about, you know, he said it felt real, like, you know. So he told him over the whole thing, and Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg told him, he says, you know, you answered him in the chalom, you're not going to go, so you're not in danger. But so-and-so that you mentioned is in danger, and you have to call him, so I don't know. Can't tell you. I heard the story from the person who heard it from the person. There was a chavrusa of this individual told me the story. Apparently, he came in the next day in the morning to tell him there's chavrusa, and he was like this. He asked him what happened. So he told him over what happened, and I heard the story from that person. Okay, Sif Beis. Yovatanis levat the cholim ra keishlan aris. So a tinus has a tremendous effect of changing a chalom from ra to tov, in the same way that fire catches onto the psellus of flax. It's very flammable and it's very small, so it catches easily. As opposed to a hard, thick piece of wood, it's hard for a fire to catch onto it. This catches, burns very quickly, high oil content, the whole thing. It's every mile to burn. So the same way H catches onto an iris, a tinus will catch onto the chaloyim and affect it. But the tinus has to be done that day. Hey. But a woman who is compromised in some way because she's a muberis or she's a manika, we should not tell them to fist. They should put it with moment. And generally say that be part of the moment means the... there's actually it's interesting. We'll see later on the end of Siman Shin Lama Dalet, which is the halachas of the lake of Shabbos. But the end of Siman Shin Lama Dalet talks about the case of a person Mechal Shabbos B'shoygek. So it says over there that for Kippur we don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore. We don't have a Korban Chatas. So for Kippur a person should fast Tenesim, and if he finds it difficult, he should put them. It says he should put each Tinus for an amount of 18. Mo'os, 18 zoos. And he says a person who's more than that who's rich, who could afford more, would pay even more. I don't know what that translates into in that to modern coinage. Okay. Tainus. Avdavka shoyos to tshuva imoy. Tainus only works together with tshuva. The tainus functions like a korban, and we know my korban in a moyo b'li tshuva. We know that by korban, if a person doesn't do tshuva on the avera, so I don't know, but it's not accepted because the opposite. Zevach Hashoyim is a to'eva, it's an abomination. A person does an avera and brings the korban and doesn't do tshuva, so he's still a Rosh. So the same way over there, that's true. Ap Tainas Chaloim, Sefer Chassidim says it only works together with tshuva. But without the tshuva, it's not going to be effective. There is. Many people nowadays that suggest that if a person feels that he's going, his avodah is going to be weakened by this process, so he should be parted and trying to find other ways to be made to it. One other thing over here. It's interesting. There's no normally the halacha is we learned Hilchos Tainus and we'll learn Hilchos Tainus again. Ezeh Hashem, that a Tainus requires a Kabbalah. It has to be done the night before. Not the night before, the evening before, afternoon slash evening before, during Mincha time or before sunset. The person didn't know by Mincha, he could do it any time in the afternoon until sunset. And here, where the Kaloim functions as the Kabbalah. So, and that's clear. He fasts right away. That's clear. So there's a Mari Bruno, which is one of the Rishonim, who says that halacha which we had by tefillin, a person drops their tefillin not inside the container that the person should fast. That's the same thing as it said over here that you don't need a Kabbalah. So he fasts right away. So if a person has not eaten yet that day, a person will fast that day, and this will function as the Kabbalah, similar to the Chaloyim, which functions as the Kabbalah. So he takes this idea of Chaloyim, but you don't need a special Kabbalah. He applies it over there to the case of the tefillin. Okay, told it here.